But listen, yeah, I'm gonna switch it up because obviously I told these man during the week, yeah, I received an email, innit? With a dilemma.
And you're gonna find this dark.
And like, I need to get this out there, innit? Because these man thought like, this guy wanna keep running this joke about the USBs and all them people there. The USBs. Yeah, so this is a dilemma, yeah? I'm 25 from London.
Transformers.
My uncle raised me, but I recently found out he's secretly bisexual and living a double life. Over Christmas, I discovered he sent private pictures of me to my ex, which helped ruin my relationship, and he laughed about it. My girlfriend and I catfished him on a dating app. He thought he was talking to a 19-year-old and said some disturbing things about manipulating women and having kids to hide his sexuality and targeting vulnerable people for sex, innit? Now I'm torn between exposing him to my family or staying quiet. My girlfriend says she doesn't want a future with me. And she doesn't want a future with me and my family because if he says something, yeah, she's going to feel like she's kind of involved in it. So he wants to know what he should do. So bear in mind, his uncle's gay. That's the fundamental of it.
he's DL. He's down low.
Yeah, he's DL, yeah. And he got kids, by the way, as well, to just throw that out.
But
there.
He had them kids to try and hide the fact that he was DL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ready?
So,
Carla, flames up uncle still. Send him. Fire for uncle still.
But I can't even read it.
Guys. No, that's just the shortened version of it, innit? I mean, I could go into longer details, but basically, yeah.
Nah, we don't hear.
My man found the app, and the app is basically fishing for men. So you know them.
He was on a grinder thing.
Yeah, you know that looking for women. Are you single? Yeah, but this one was for men, innit? And then he was chatting to 19-year-olds and saying the most, innit? And it's like, basically, his uncle's a bit of a.
He's an alphabet boy, and he's
and he got kids.
Fire!
I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
Fight!
I'm not gonna lie. I'm snitching to my mom. I feel like I have to take it to those extremities because once it goes up into the upper tiers, the upper ages, yeah, it's like he can't come back from that because that to me is dark.
What confused me? He's got a girl, innit?
he got a baby, man.
The nephew.
Yeah, the nephew got a girl.
He's got a girl.
Yeah.
And then went on the internet looking.
They went on the app.
And trying to pretend.
Yeah, trying to pretend they're a 19-year-old boy to catch his uncle out.
That one day kind of confused me. Why are you going to do all of that?
Yeah. Because
already doing
I think
shit.
What happened is, in a previous relationship, his uncle sent his ex a message that ended up his ex breaking up with her, or breaking up with him, innit? Yeah. So as a revenge thing...
So uncle shiesty them.
Yeah, so as a revenge thing, him and his new girl flipped the script and then exposed him for being gay by going on this app and pretending to be a 19-year-old as a revenge on that. You did this to me, so I'm going to do it to you. But not realising that this uncle of his is actually a deviant because what he was saying in the text messages and what he was sending, it was mad. Like, this guy, basically... He was sending nudes to this 19-year-old.
You see that episode of EastEnders?
And he
has
six kids
Max
with
Brannan,
four different women.
Yeah.
You know that Christmas episode of EastEnders with Max Brannan?
It's a joke.
Times 10, bro.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I'm going to wait for the day. I don't know what event. It could be, you know when the family come over to watch like football and rare. Yeah, I'll just say, yo, two sets, quick ad break. And I'll just line them up.
He was...
I don't know about this thing, yeah, but apparently he was talking to people or young guys on a website called Black Planet. It's meant to be like an old school website back in the day, but them type.
My man's just trying to find young teens.
Yeah.
I can't lie, this guy.
He's in his 50s as well.
The uncle's just loose like that. He's got what? He's got how many kids? He's got five kids?
He got six kids with four different baby moms.
Six kids with four different baby moms everywhere. He's around on the dark side, like he's just doing bare shit, bro.
And he went to a DL club in South London called Fire.
Lord of God,
Fire makes sense. Fire, innit?
Yeah, literally
makes sense. Still, nah. My thing is with that youth, but I think the nephew, innit? I think he already knew he was gay, though.
Yeah.
So doing all that, like that's what's confusing me. Why are you
now? Wait. So, because this is the point that you just made, yeah. That the nephew could have fought. My man was already on a DL thing. But what was he sending to his ex thing again? Pictures of his nephew to his ex thing.
Nah, so right. From what he said is, yeah, apparently. So he said that my ex and I broke up because someone sent her pictures of a madness I was doing during a trip to Thailand. And the person that sent the picture to the ex was his uncle.
That means he went Thailand. He probably went Thailand with his uncle to go do yeah. And then uncle just shysted him.
Yeah, that's
so birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather flock together. Come on, bro. I knew that already.
Yeah, you clocked it.
How are you going in the internet with your girl searching men seeking men, going to search your uncle, talking all this madness?
Just envision it. You're sitting there, like concentrating on the screen. Your girl's just looking.
Yeah,
over
that's what they do.
You're just typing
in.
Do that.
The girl thinking, nah, man, I'm gonna lock this guy, bro. Because this family's weird.
You know what the matter thing is? From her, like you just said, from her perspective, like, rah, you're really doing this, and this is your uncle, and you want me to start a family with you, and you're doing that.
It's crazy.
It's all messy. Dark. But like, okay,
fire.
we ain't got issues with gays, innit? Like, just be honest, innit? You know what I'm saying?
But the uncle's
it's not even like he's just doing his whatever thing on the side and living his life. He's being messy with it, bro. Like he's ruining other people's things now. So like, even like you're saying, like, ah, cool, you're doing all the internet thing. To me, that's as long, bro. Just cut my man off.
Come on, yeah.
Tell him,
yeah,
bro,
long,
come
bro.
Out of here, bro. Do your thing over there, yeah, and don't mind my thing. You get me?
But that's, you know what it is, yeah. But from the minute you know that this guy is on talking to underage kids, bro, you're due to smack him up.
Yeah, I can't lie, yeah.
You're due to smack him up. Or if you're not going to smack him up, expose him to everyone, the whole family, so that everyone knows not to mess with this guy. Because, you're crossing boundaries now. What are you doing?
What was you doing in Thailand with your uncle for him to be sending pictures to your ex?
He could have been having a lap dance with a lady. Like, what? And then you send it to his ex. Like, something. We don't know if my man is on that.
This ain't Vegas. This is Thailand.
You know them Thailand women are
so
coming.
You man ain't gonna go Thailand anytime soon.
No, we're not.
Because I'm going Thailand.
No, we're not.
I'm going Thailand.
No,
I'm not going Thailand for reasons.
Let me lie. We're not saying that. We're not saying that. But we know.
Are you going with your uncle as well?
No.
You're going with someone's uncle, sir.
No, Stacey and his dad. Like the whole group.
I'm so happy this camera's not on. You're moving mad.
Hey, listen, disclaimer.
Hey, listen. Hold on. You know when June's coming to reality. You know what I'm saying,
bro? Let me add a little disclaimer to it. So it's G Man's dad's 50th birthday, innit?
And he chose Thailand.
Yeah, but it's like 40 of us all go. So it's like what.
So there's a
So are you man in a group chat and everything, like discussing what you're gonna do when you land in Thailand?
Yeah, but bear excursions. What?
There's a whole squadron.
Excursions, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm on.
You're trying to find out new places and that.
But I'm
finding out new things.
I don't need to explore.
It's all right over there, though.
But it is. Bear man, I'm moving over there.
Do you know what it is? I'm from a generation where it's like, if that thing is synonymous for darkness, even if there is good stuff there, I'm not going.
So you never been Moto, Ayia Napa?
Nah. I've been Napa before, but hear me out.
So, what are you talking about?
Obviously, I'm not going Napa. Look, cool. What's Thailand synonymous for?
Sex.
With who?
Lady boys.
Ladies.
Thank you. What's Ayia Napa? What's Ayia Napa synonymous for?
But I can't lie, it's a mixture now, Napa, you know.
Napa is synonymous for partying, waving over there now. But you're doing it the straight way.
No, yeah. That flag is there as well now, you know. Yeah.
I would go to Thailand, yeah, but I would go with my babes. I probably wouldn't go with a bag of man.
Or your uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? So this story is bounced off the screen right now, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, but right, cool. So now we're saying, if that don't make no sense, though. I can't. Like, what's wrong about you want to go... If you're not participating in it, then what's the problem?
You can go there without doing all that madness, exactly. Innit? You can go there, just, I don't know what's there, innit? Lions, I say, innit? Got like tigers, animals. I think they got tigers.
But... If you told me you're going to go and do like the Muay Thai camp, yeah?
I hear that.
But there's still a likelihood that you could encounter one of them, man.
Yeah, and you know how to move because you're not feeling that.
You're going with 40. Wait, how many man you going?
Bro, I can't talk about 40 man, you know. I can talk about me.
But this is what I'm saying.
I can't talk about these 40 man. Listen.
But that's what my man thought. When he was going with his uncle, he thought this is calm.
No, okay, but listen, bro. No, listen. Neff was was already gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep it there. He's going mad by these paragraphs. Neff, you're gay. It's okay. It's fine. That's it, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it really is.
Yeah, we're just searching men, seeking for men. Come on, bro.
Yeah, even for your man your to go there.
You did it with your ex and your current.
Come on. Mad. And your current. Like, come
not,
on.
Because you know what?
It's not wrong being gay. Like, you're just going
just
mad.
Just don't talk to kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know it is from where man's from, like I said, like last been mentioned, man ain't got no problem with the alphabet man them, But my thing is, you see where, like, you see how our, like how we're wired, When something like that happens, the first thing we're thinking about is, you know, smoke my man or do something out of just pure like you feel like your dignity's been thrown in the bin.
What do you mean?
Like, cool. Let's just say if you was in nephew's shoes, and like Unc's done that to you, you're not thinking, yo, I need to go and search on da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking violence. Like, your brain's your brain's thinking, he violated, man.
But see, the thing is, and I fully agree with you, but my thing where I only would have got violent when I know that he's talking to kids. I don't care. Your sexual preference don't mean to me.
Now you're justified from the time he's sending stuff to your girl.
You get me? Why does my uncle even have my girl's number?
Exactly.
How?
How?
And that girl is a Jersey as well. So what's been going on? How are you sending?
Why
is he sending pictures? How are you looking at each other's numbers? That's another
thing
as well.
Imagine the summer.
So
what,
you're never in a group chat with your partner's in a group chat in the family group chat?
Listen, if I have a girl, what's my girl talking to my uncle? Why is my uncle sending you pictures? So what are you on?
We don't know the backstory. He could have got her phone.
Nah,
I mean, his phone.
Nah,
and sent it on the picture.
So what? No. But this is what he's saying.
No.
How is my girl loose enough to the point where other men who are they're not even immediate family?
Exactly.
Like, let's be real. Uncles, aunties, they're family, but they're not immediate. Like, I don't go to my yard and I see them. I see them if my mom invites them over. Exactly. You get it? So how has she got to the situation where my man's managed to get his 11 digits on her phone?
Exactly.
And that conversation, they might have not even had a convo on text. We don't know.
You can't blame the girl, bro.
Exactly.
She's not innocent. Let me tell you why she's not innocent, bro. She don't even have my mom's number. What are you doing? What are you doing having my uncle's number?
If you went out,
why are you texting
family,
each other?
It's and not then, even being
and
confirmed.
Then, and then why is my man sending images to my girl? My ex.
How did you're gonna be looking at your girl like, how did my uncle even get your number? How, like, you're loose enough?
Come on.
Now, all right, cool. I'm looking at that this year.
Come on, bro.
Clearly, like, I don't know. It seems like the whole family is familiar with each other because, bro, my man's going to Thailand with his aunts doing the mad thing anyway, so they're all quiet.
But that's your uncle, though.
He did say he DM'd her.
Oh, he DM'd her.
See, this is what I'm saying. Right, like, cool. you can't
There's a whole.
So, what, uncle?
He DM'd her.
Yeah, he DM'd her. Yeah.
You can't blame the girl.
The girl's
a victim in this crime.
Should have made that clear.
The main culprit.
He didn't clear it up still.
Oh, yeah, blame.
Well, I mean, I can't lie.
He's clearly got affinity for these men anyway. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, nah, but the main culprit in this thing.
This guy's chocolate.
Mind games.
This guy's chocolate, bro.
Mad.
This guy's chocolate, bro.
Unagi. You get me?
You're chucking it.
Anyway.
Madness.
Like I was saying, the main culprit is the uncle, bro. He's gay. He's doing mad thing. He's messy. He's got BMs everywhere. Yeah.
But wait, quickly. But how did the uncle get, like, DM her? Like, how did they find
I'm not gonna lie. It's generation. IG. It's not hard to find someone.
That uncle went on his profile and just started scrolling.
He's on different apps. He's on different apps searching for men, bro. It's not hard to find a woman.
I'm saying. Internet savvy.
But
go on,
continue, guys.
Anyways, the uncle's just a wronging, bro. I don't think there's much more to it. I think the nephew's a bit of a pussy as well, I'm being honest, like we were saying before.
Yeah.
Like, he's just doing too much. Like, just patting your uncle, innit? You know what I mean?
So what should he do?
He should just stay away from his uncle, because his uncle is just bad, man. He's on this next thing, innit? I don't know what he's on.
But I can't lie, stay away from Unks, but before you do stay away, you got to flame up to the rest of the family.
Yeah, you got
to
tell the family. Yeah, tell the family.
Let everyone know, innit?
Yeah.
My man's on this Mike Epstein, whatever he's on. He's on all that stuff.
And the worst thing is like, you don't want to be chilling one day, and you're at yard. And you know them hunters. You don't want to see your uncle on there, bro.
Mm.
Like, let's say, like, if let's say you're chilling and your mum just finds it on Facebook or something and it's doing the rounds in the neighborhood, like, you'd rather at least make your family aware that, yo, this is what my man's on. So either they excommunicate him or they do the appropriate things to make sure that he's not doing more than, you know what I mean? He's not doing more. Do you know what I'm saying? So the first thing is, as a man, to protect out your community, you got to flames him up first and then burn his bridge.
Oh, you got six kids.
I don't give a f-
And your kids are just growing up to this, like...
That's in him, innit? That's he's got to deal with that, you
crazy,
know what I'm saying?
Man.
Well, that's I ain't going to lie.
Do you think that's a real thing,
he wanted to move
like,
left and right, so...
See, that, you know like, outside of this story, yeah, like, see man that are just bare hypersexual, that like, always trying to chop things, always like, oh, do you think that them man actually going to get?
You tell me.
You see, one thing I'll tell you. You see the human nature. Yeah, we're creatures who want, innit? That's why we've got so far in life, because we've always wanted to go above and beyond. Yeah, we wanted to fly. We managed to fly. We wanted to grow over the seas. Mm. We can grow over the seas. We're not dumb animals, but the thing is, we are animals that want. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that even on a desire thing, yeah, when you do something over and over and over again, you're gonna want to like. Experience something new, something else. You see it? So them over sexual man, you can't trust them. Because they like let me put it like this, There's stories that's been flying around, of people that like I've heard of and I've known of. And them man there, they're so into that trying to G and trying to do rare that they'll probably try slam you out for your girl. Do you know what I'm saying? And now I'm looking at unks and I'm thinking, you've got six kids. How many BMs?
Four BMs.
That guy's probably tired of Tuntun. Because he's doing it. He's doing it too much, bro. And my man ain't, you don't know his limit.
But I'll find out.
I'm not trying to justify, but I'm trying to give that.
Like, not trying to bait everyone out here, but is everyone body count over 20?
No comment, Storm.
All right. So
the man the man of our experience.
Your experience. Have you... We've all had dead beats before in our lives, right?
What, girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, the session was dead.
Yeah.
All right. Has that ever... Has the thought ever crossed your mind? Let me try something else.
Nah, but I think that's different.
No, but hold on.
I was just trying to get a better thing.
This is what I'm saying.
Nah, but I think you're kind of looking at it from a different point because like... Ah, cool,
yeah, he's going mad.
Nah, we're all men here, like, we're all going to want a Jeep, but like, the man them that we're talking about is like, bro...
They can't live without
it. They're talking about gal.
They need something. Every single day.
Any minute they're bored, they're trying to... Literally, you know what I mean? Different. They can't operate without it. They can't.
We know someone, or I know someone that used to be my guy.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't he...
He's gone to the other side.
Yeah, bro, I got a brethren. Not my... My brethren's told me about a guy he went to school with, who back in the day, he was a Lengting slayer. Yeah, like anything in the ends, he was smoking it. My man grew up to fly off to the other side. Yeah, and it just furthers the point that, you know, them youths who are just, they're just doing too much. Yeah. It's going to get to the point.
Yeah, nah,
like,
man. You can't be around the man.
It's scary, bro.
But they talk about women so much. Like, when it's like, yo.
Like, chill out. Is that all you want to do in life? It's mad still.
Time and a place, you know what I mean?
Like, and that kind of shows an uncle's track record as well. He's probably got so much stress from it.
Jamaican as well.
I don't know. I think he might be going in still.
I will. Read that story properly, you know. Don't. Independence Day was 2 days ago.
To be honest, but does it even matter where he's from?
No, I don't mind.
I don't.
Because really, like, truly,
no. But I say it would though, because in Jamaican culture, like,
don't do that.
It'll be
same way. Man, always grown up knowing is the strictest household that brings up the most unruliest kids. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the same with some of these cultures that are mad strict. You don't know there's some unruly. Yeah,
I don't even think it's even to do with that.
Nah, it don't even matter, man.
You don't think it don't really.
Nah,
I
don't matter.
You're either it's in your soul, in your, bro. Yeah, you're in your DNA, bro. Yeah, like something, what some chromosome just went left and it made you wanna.
Because
you know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing these cases where people are doing this stuff with kids and they're blaming on mental health.
Fire mental health.
It's not your mental health, You're just wrong. You're just a wronging. It's not your mental health, bro. Like, what are you talking about here? Oh, it's scientific.
I'm man. For a couple of feathers, yeah. But like, to be fair, as you get older, it probably don't matter. But like me at my age, yeah. Anyone around my age, and they say, yeah, like man's checking for like a 19-18-year-old, yeah. I look at them like you're mad. You're mad.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You see, for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm a dinosaur, yeah. But you see, from the generation I grew up off, how I always understood it, and I think this is because of school, yeah. Like, you know, let's say like you're in year 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be
chatting to a year 10. Nah. If you just, it's a bit weird. You're it's a bit weird. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And even to this day, I don't know, because I've grown up in that kind of doctrine that a couple years, I'm saying nah.
Oh, we catch up. Remember that episode? Yeah.
I feel like that's just the doctrine I came from.
We was talking about that still in our last episode.
St. Angeles, and he was talking about pulling up in cars and that outside.
I had that in my school as well, bro. There was a couple, this one might need to be censored out, yeah. But I'm gonna have to name drop, yeah. Like in my school,
you don't have to name drop.
Beep at the names. Beep at the
names. Yeah, we'll beep at the name. Yeah.
But there was a shorty in man's school. And I remember one time I was in maths class, rare. And Shorty's just giggling on her phone. So I'm thinking, what's going on? Obviously, I asked Shorty, what's going on? She must have said, oh, what? Coming to the
UK. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I remember you saying
that. And I said, huh? So I thought, how do you know?
She showed me. You saying
bro,
that.
Bro, there's even UK, man.
Yeah.
Yeah? If you can catch the drift.
Madness.
Aye, yeah?
Madness.
All up in the, you see it? Bearing in mind, man's sitting down next to Shorty, we're trying to do GCSE revision. Man not saying, what time do you finish?
Mad.
You see it?
Yeah.
But anyway, that one there has to be,
mad.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't lie.
But these things, this is not no like 2020 issues. Like, it's been happening.
Yeah, it's been happening the day of dawn, man.
It's been happening.
But it don't make sense, Carl. For man is like, you know, like I said, we're growing up. In our school days, chatting to somebody even a year below is a bit of a question mark. Unless she's creme de la creme of that year.
But then unless she's the
toppest range, then it can slightly, you catch one, two banter, but it can slightly, you get me? And that's just 1 year below. But there's men who are looking at
2 year, 3 year.
Obviously, man's...
Bro, I'm 30,
once you go 3.0...
I'm 30.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, where's off?
Bro, I'm 30.
Over 25, I don't think it don't matter.
I'm going to tell her 2.6. Oh,
2.6. I don't really go for, 2.5. I'm more 3.6, 4.0.
That's heavy mileage.
I've been on that from young, innit?
It's not stressful, you know?
I've never been...
Yeah, but that's heavy mileage, bro.
No, not really. And it's easy to detect as well.
It's not really high mileage.
Because they don't need to lie about it.
Yeah. They say how it is.
They don't care.
Whereas the younger they are, it's more I have to prove myself.
Yeah, everyone wants to clean slate when they're young.
Every generation is different. You know what I'm saying? The 90s, they're a bit... Our years a bit...
But do you think,
I feel like everyone's in our years getting married or kids, bro.
Everyone's getting married.
Can't lie. This might be mad what I'm about to say, but do you think cultures impact this type of thing as well? Because when we were talking about this, Sadio Mane's pattern popped up in my head, didn't it? And he's always getting flamed up on the internet because he married a young gal. He's mid-30s. But I think his wife is 20. But because he's a proper traditional Muslim.
They get married young, innit?
Well, it seems like that's what they do.
Like them Turkish lot, they get married young. That's what the Gypsy lot, they get married young. Yeah, I can't lie. You landed on a good point still.
I'm just saying.
A lot of guys get married to young women.
But for me... Me marrying a young girl, I think it's just bare manipulation, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
No, but bro,
it's just they're young, they're so together, you know what I'm saying?
But this is when coming back to what you're saying about culture and religion and that.
Mm. Yeah.
When you get brought up in a certain way and your parents are telling you, this is what you're gonna have to do in order to portray yourself to be an honorable and righteous woman, your 18-year-old self gonna have to marry this 40-year-old geezer, and that's it.
Craziness.
And if you don't do it, then in whatever religion you believe in, you're going to be looked down upon.
Do you know?
You're not following that pathway. So it's like... When does it become from weirdo behavior to religious behavior, culture behavior? Because which is acceptable? Because if you're doing it on the basis of this is my culture, but is your culture right? And then if you go into that, then you're basically saying maybe my culture's wrong. And then it's going to be like a hate crime in the next minute.
But I'll be you know real, what I'm trying like, to say. When, so. Like, you know, culture is something is learned practices over years. That doesn't mean that it's correct. Do you know what I'm saying? It's learned, it's learned traditions. It doesn't always mean it's right.
Like, that's like religion.
I can't lie.
No, because that's taught.
It is taught, but like for me, religion is something which has been tried, tested, and proven to be right. Or
no, it ain't right, bro.
In my opinion.
Bro, it ain't right, bro. You got Catholic priests that are, bro, that's not right, bro. Got other ethnicity and other religions doing wrong things, bro. They ain't right, bro.
But would you say that?
You got people that'll be like, yo, it's allowed for you to marry a kid and that, and it's a part of my religion, bro.
Would you say that's the religion that does that, or is that the person?
Yeah. No, it's the person.
It's not the religion.
They'll claim it to be based on the religion.
What they'll say, like, ah, cool, that Catholic priest is doing that, he's not a real Catholic.
Simple as. That's why
he's not a real man of Islam. You know what I'm saying?
So the people that are getting married that are underage and they're following their religion, what are you going to tell them?
I don't think that's religion, though. I think it's more culture. Because the same way you can have an arranged marriage out east, you wouldn't probably have that from someone who follows the same religion probably in Africa. You probably wouldn't. Like, I feel like it's the culture intertwined with religion. Culture is more the thing that is like, when you get to a certain age, this is what happens. Like, you can go I don't want to say the country, but what's the tribe? You know the man out, Kenya and all them places, For them, to be a man is if you can jump over a cow. Do you know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do with religion. That is culture. Now, but it's real. There's other places in Africa where if you're going to be a man, you got to get lashed. God knows. Like, even look at the other man, the Stamford Hill people, them, yeah? But at the age of, like, what, 14, 15, you got to get your thing, and that makes you a man.
Hold on.
That's their culture, though.
No, don't mention the people, bro.
Yeah, no.
But this is what I'm trying to say. So, it's like, cool. So what you're saying is then, it's just the culture.
I think culture is one of the biggest reasons as to why some of the madness is.
So, lot of ethnicities have backwards culture then.
A lot.
Actually, not even all of them. Could this be real? All of them.
There's aspects.
Because you go America and then them people there, them inbred people,
them man have hooters, bro.
And then you go to the other culture. Everyone's wrong in this flipping world.
You are saying everyone's wrong. Their cultures, everyone's different. Every culture is different, isn't it?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean to say that it's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to show you. The cultures are where you're going to find a lot of the issues, not religion.
Look at what we were just talking about growing up here, in terms of like going to that, see how that white people grow up. These lot are 13, 14 getting drunk at their minds. Is that right? Can you say that's right? That's right behavior.
True.
But it's part of their culture, though.
Exactly, it's part of their culture.
Because guess what? You know what it is? For them, at 10 years old, Saturday, where are you going? Pub with pops. Alcohol's been in your peripheral vision from young.
Certain kids like grow up in the pub, like from like even earlier than 10, three. They grow up in it. You know what I mean? Having a pint is just
I can't say we can't say all the culture is wrong. It's different. That's how they maneuver,
but there's certain aspects then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Not all cultures are bad. Obviously, like where man's from, my Ghanaian culture, there's a lot of things which are right and there's a lot of things which I don't believe in. Like the whole respect the elders, because there's some tapped elders out there. Do you know what I'm saying? Another thing is like, this is going to sound a bit dumb, but like using your right hand, do you know what I'm saying? To give people stuff. Because I used to get in trouble, for handing things over with my left hand. And I was always getting told, oh, that's the hand you use to wipe your arse. That's what culturally, that's what it's been known as.
I use my right.
So that's when I thought that, yo, this thing's a bit stupid. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, African culture, there's a lot of things which are...
That sounds like more superstition, to be honest.
I can't tell the difference where because it could have been superstition then ingrained into culture. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one thing I always knew is that there's rights and wrongs. But for me, if we're even going to take it back to why people do certain things like unks and rare, and like for me, even if I'm a 20, like let's say Mane's case, for example, if man's that age, bro, I'm looking at Shorty and I'm thinking, what life experiences do you have that parlays with my life experiences? Because when I now start talking about, yo, what like you see for a footballer, in fact, forget that of a footballer, let's say a normal average Joe, at the age of like 26 to 35, your head's in a bit of a space where it's like, yo, yard, mortgage, all right, cool, what's the plan, innit?
Yeah, but he clearly don't care. Like, he just wants...
Yeah, but obviously,
Brendan, just to do what he says more time.
Yeah, but Brendan, that's why
what other type of relationship you can have. You being in your mid 30s, being with a girl that's like 20.
Bro, sure he's not telling you that she wants to go for brunch with her mate.
No, but that's the thing is, the guys that tend to get the ones that are young, they train them up to be housemaids.
But that's so crazy to me.
But no, it is crazy. But that's how they've been brought up, and the women that have to marry these guys have been taught by their mums. I went through it.
That's culture.
Your mum's went through it.
But that's culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So
let's switch it a little bit, kind of away from religion, yeah? Because this is, to me, it's kind of the same situation, but I feel like they looked at slightly differently, yeah? See Leo DiCaprio, yeah?
Who's that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Titanic, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's pronounced, yeah, for like only dealing with girls that are 25 and under.
Yeah, obviously. I don't think that has nothing to do with his religion.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm trying to move away from religion.
Oh,
yeah.
See.
Yeah, but like I feel like they looked at different. Even though he's nearly a 50-year-old man, but he's always rotating a new 22, 25-year-old gal. Like, is that not?
I've got something.
Seen as a bit weird.
You see what you see? You see. Back in the day, we had something called pretty privilege. Yeah, you know what that means. Like, if you're good looking, you can get away with certain things. I think that is not pretty privilege for man then, but when you get a certain status or stature or money,
don't matter.
A lot of things.
No.
I'm telling you, bro.
Listen, this is what it is, yeah? He's picking the right people carefully. Because all it takes is that one person to say, he done this to me. And then, I'm not going to lie, if that one time it happens, they're going to look at his whole track record and be like, yeah, he's a deviant.
Yeah, but to be honest, you know what I mean?
Is that the Diddy situation? Ain't no one said nothing until Cassie mentioned her mouth and opened it up and said
something. Yeah, but
then everyone came around.
There was always rumors.
But this is like Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Now, but you
see, it's the same fish.
I'll be honest with you. You see Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm thinking about him. Yeah, what he's doing, he's just moving like an unks. He's moving like an African uncle. I'm telling you that, Eden. I'm telling you, that's... But you see, the girls, they're looking at it as the biggest payday of their lives.
No, but is it right, though?
It's not right.
But this is what he's saying. See, look. Your whole energy's changed. It's not that to say, like, oh, it's pretty privileged, but it doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying that he's going for my... Okay, cool.
No, but... No, you know what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're trying to say, but what I'm trying to say is that he's not doing it in a case that he's getting them from...
I don't want to say 19.
I remember seeing the thing.
I
was on Twitter. I saw the tweet. Yeah, it was like, bro, my man keeps on getting older, and his girlfriend's age is just staying 22, 21, 23. Like, just young, and he's a big 40.
I thought 25 is where
the youngest girl he's ever dated is called Eden Polani, who he was linked to in the early stage of 2023 at the age of 19.
Oh, why?
Why?
Fire!
Another one was 20.
What?
One was 20.
But this is what I'm saying. It's viewed differently, but he's doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Bro, I'll be real. There's a lot of uncles.
Yeah, that on that.
Like, a lot of...
Hollywood. There you go. That's it. That's normalized.
The girls do want it as well.
Yeah, mate.
You know what I mean?
But this is what I'm trying to say to you.
I misunderstood.
But this is what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's being known. Everyone knows it. No one say anything until the one person makes an allegation. And then once that allegation be made, everyone starts saying, he's a deviant. We all knew it.
That's sharp, isn't
it? Yeah, but no one's saying nothing now. Because no one's accused him of doing anything wrong. But then the minute something goes wrong, oh, he's a wrong guy for doing it anyway. Well, why weren't saying that now?
Can we
the girl ain't complaining.
Let's flip the script. Let's flip the script though, yeah? Because obviously the man them in these situations always get the dar, yeah? But how do we look? Well, to be fair, it might be what Michelle was saying in terms of grooming and stuff. But I think that's a cop-out. Like, I feel like a lot of these girls know what they're doing. So how do we view them girls that are always dealing with them big uncles and 40-year-old
bro,
men?
A lot of these girls are blinded by emotion though.
No.
Now, in my opinion, there's some girls that are out there that'll be in their early 20s and they're seeing a man who's already patterned.
Bro,
this is my plan.
So it's not emotion, it's the finesse.
Girls, go on.
Emotion is you met someone, you didn't know they had money, you build something up, you then found out he had money. Cool. Then you can say you got emotional ties to them. If you know a celebrity got all the cake in the world and he's giving you the opportunity and you take it, brother, because you know.
That's why, like, I said it's a big payday. It's a big payday.
So
payday,
it's not emotion, yeah, then. But, no, it's not emotional.
What I'm trying to say,
because they saw
that,
the money.
No, but I'm talking about the average Joe. Like, forget the celebrities for now, yeah? I'm just deeping it from, like, an average Joe perspective, because I ain't no celeb, innit?
Mm.
But, or I ain't been with a celeb. But for me, it's like, a lot of these girls in our, you know,
yeah,
diaspora, demographic, rare. When they see an older guy who maybe he's got the X6, yard is there, this, that, she's thinking, I'm going to settle here because everything is laid out.
Yeah.
Like, the pattern is there. Whereby us, man, if we're looking at a girl, we're thinking, how are you going to help to make my future better? Girls are already looking like, that's my future. I already see it. You see it?
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of these young girls, they will, like you were saying, they know what they're doing.
I won't call it. I wouldn't call it them.
Episode, yeah, you did say.
But I wouldn't call it based on their emotions, though.
No, there's no emotion in that mindset.
No, let me girls say, aren't stupid. They know what type of life they want to live.
Yeah, but that's not emotion. They're not using their emotions to make their decisions.
It's strategic, though.
Yeah,
girls are strategic.
It's not emotion.
Yeah, yeah. Like what you were saying, you was right. Women are strategic, innit? Like, they know what they're doing, innit? So if they see a rich guy, they're not going to ask for much. They know the pattern. I can't ask you for this and that. They want to get into that pattern, you get it? So they'll plan around it. They'll smoothen the guy. You know how it goes, man.
Bro, that's when you'll see, bro, that's when you see her turn into a serious housemate. She'll learn how to cook that.
But let me fit the script here. That's like saying men don't go for older women because they know what, they know that their standards are already set in stone. So you go, you don't really want to have to deal with someone that's going to tell you, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So you would rather go for someone younger who won't even have the heart to tell you no, because they're like, you know what? All right, cool, I'll do it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Nah, that's a valid point. It's a valid point.
He just flipped it vice versa.
But I'm not saying that's right, because that's wrong as well, because you know you can manipulate a younger person, whereas you can't manipulate someone your own age.
I think it's more, go on. I think it's more like, as you get older, yeah, because I can't, like, I see it in myself now, as I get older, yeah, there's certain things that I do, and the way I'm like, that will just be me for the rest of my life. Like, it's not going to change.
But you think it's good? Actually, no, continue.
If it, good or bad, whatever, but that's just me, and that's just the way I do things, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? So if, when you're coming now, you've met like a, I don't know, 40-year-old woman or something, yeah? She ain't really going to change her program for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, she lived her life a certain way. She's happy or not, but that's just how she's living. So you just got to fit into that now.
But nah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
just what it is. You know what I mean?
Then you got someone younger, who's naive. You show her a little bit of the world.
Now, when you say naive, though, it puts like negative connotations in my
but
head.
She is naive. Like, yeah. Okay. Like you just said, yeah. Like, no, but like you just said, they find someone that got the pattern. That's my house. That's my life. That's my future. You're naive. What makes you think that's yours? Just because he has something. Then you know what it is? They're going to allow themselves to succumb to whatever happens just on the basis of, I'm getting my goal at the end of it. Cassie was in that situation.
I think what the problem is.
Yeah. Leonardo's girlfriends were in that situation.
Now, Cassie one was different. She was trying to, I swear she was signing to a label.
She wanted to go to the top.
She wanted to go to the top. That was her whole thing.
But you got to remember, girls are suicide bombers. Like, they will sacrifice themselves for the plan that they want.
So, going back to what we just said then, if they know that, they're equally as responsible. You just said they will suicide themselves into getting something. So you're allowing yourself to get into the situation.
You know me, I always like to go back to the source. Who's the initiator?
Brother, like you just said, they met someone that they know got money. So, you know women, they'll make themselves look so presentable that a man will be attracted by the way they're looking. You looking 10 out of 10, you're attracting that guy's attention. You're doing all the flirting in the world. That guy's now come up to you. But you already initiated it based on the fact that you know my man's onto you.
Okay, so now put it like this. Between a man and a woman, who has better foresight?
A woman.
You think a woman has better foresight? We're men. We have better foresight.
What you're talking about, bro.
In what sense?
Bro, think about it, bro. We know people that are not thinking about next week, bro. They're just living hour to hour, bro.
Yeah, true.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
Some are living minute to minute.
Exactly, bro. So let's not, come on.
Nah, but for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit too, like, my brain's wired different. But for me, it's like, I look at these things like, cool. I would rather get with someone who has similar life experiences, same age, like, we're thinking the same thing. Like, if I'm thinking mortgage, she's thinking mortgage.
You just described.
What?
You're a normal person. Like, you're actually just like a normal
person. Like, man's not
approach it.
But a question though, you're a DJ, right?
Yeah.
So you've rather seen in first hand people and their manipulation and how they move and how they get things done in a club. Right?
I've seen how the club scene is probably one of the most darkest scenes. Out there, yeah.
But you see how certain girls will be in a certain situation or scenario where they will make themselves look presentable. But they'll only do it for a certain type of guy.
A certain caliber of guy, yeah.
To get in the table, yeah.
They don't know these guys from Adam and Jones, but they just want to be there. So you're putting yourself, because you know, these man got the bottles, these man.
Yeah, so, but then who's the one saying, yo, like, come with me afterwards? Yo, let me get your number.
Brother. No, but I can't lie. We're arguing semantics now, chicken or the egg. At the end of the day, like,
it's both wrong.
You put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's both wrong.
That's how I look at it.
I hear it.
It's both wrong. It's like, man, them going on a ride out, yeah. Like, I'm not the one that's busting the gun, but I'm in the car. I put myself in that situation.
Yeah. You didn't have to do it.
You didn't have to do it. Still,
you know what I mean?
You didn't have to do it.
One thing I always known is, like, girls always want a man to lead, innit? That's how it always has been, and that's how it always will be. The men lead. Do you know what I'm saying? Even back in the day, the men were the leaders. So you, as the leader, has that responsibility to know, right, am I gonna go and grab this one that's you can mold and da-da-da. Am I going to grab someone who's eventually going to be equally yoked as me to know, like, cool, this is where I'm trying to head. What stage of life are you at? Because put it like this, yeah. I always use this analogy, yeah. Cool. At 25, we're thinking life. But if you was to grab a younger girl, do you think she's thinking the same thing as you? She's calling you saying, bro, I need to revise. I need to do this. I need to do that. You're not on the same wavelength in terms of life.
At the same time, let's flip because...
But you're a man. You have the responsibility.
Okay, cool. But you see what though? One thing about these conversations is it's always clear that it's always the older guy going for the younger girl. You know, there's a lot of older women going for younger guys as well, though. Let's get this clear.
There was a video trending on TikTok recently. The girl was just like, yeah, I love younger guys.
Yeah.
It blew up. Like,
I can't lie, but
it's an underlooked thing. But if someone takes the time to put in as much energy as it to look at older guys going for younger women, you will see there's a lot of women that are probably worse than men and how they groom. But little boys,
I'm sorry to say, this world we live in is double standards.
Double standards.
Like, you just have to accept it.
It's something that shouldn't get overlooked by people.
I know, but you see them women there. You're gone.
Yeah, this is what I'll say. Yeah, like you were saying, innit? That you see this world is a double standard thing. You get it? You get it? Women, they could get away with anything. Look at that situation with that girl. She claimed that this guy raped her.
That we find out in Japan.
The guy recorded her. And she said, no, my man didn't rape me. I was emotional and I was sad.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a double standard thing. That's how it is.
There's also that lady in Japan that claimed, but now she's in jail.
I heard that. Exactly. But I heard she tried, she actually leaned on my man. They done the dues. And then she was like, you know what? Give me 50K. And mama was going to actually give the 50K, but she was like, nah, bunny, 100K. And mama said, nah, you're not Jinnels.
See what I'm trying to say? She's someone that saw the opportunity.
Yeah, but she...
Went out of her way and now backfired.
She should be in jail though.
Yeah, she should be in jail.
That situation...
But they're not.
Yeah,
like, she's in jail because she basically blackmailed him. Really and truth.
Yeah, that's what she got done for, blackmailed.
But like... It's weird because it's not an easy topic to discuss here, but when you speak to like girls and that like, they tell you their experiences, sometimes I'm not saying it was like full on, but it's like they got coerced or like it was just like no man that will keep on asking. Let's do it. This is why I say it comes down to the man. We need females in this one still.
We need females. We need females' opinion. Because right now it sounds like as if a bunch of guys talking about sensitive stuff that has females in it, but there's no females to actually represent the themselves, thing is, you know though, what I'm saying?
That's why I'm trying to talk from a man, like a man's perspective. As a man, you have responsibility, and that's the biggest thing. You have responsibility and duty. That is why we're here on this earth. We're here to, do you know what I mean? That's why God gave Adam the garden first because he had a duty to fulfill. Do you see it there? Mm. He didn't bring Eve first. He brought Adam.
Facts.
Because we have a duty and responsibility. So when it comes to situations like this, as a man, you are more, you have to hold a lot more accountability for what you do.
Mm.
Unfortunately, that's just how it is. Because there's going to come a time, yeah, where, yeah, you're going to go clubbing, you're going to go rare, and people are going to go throw things at you. But it's up to you to deep, rah, this has been thrown at me. Am I taking it or not? Because I have, guess what, foresight. I can see where this can go.
That's what I always say, like, in a lot of situations we talk about, that's what I always say, like, you're in control of the situation you put yourself in.
Facts.
That's what I always say, that. So if something happens, you put yourself somewhere, now something happens, come around and cry about it.
Yeah, I've been in places where there's been so many going on, and I just sit down and I just grab my phone because I know if man even thinks about getting involved, if I think about getting involved, and I'm not talking like YITs, I'm talking like just in a normal club scene, if I even bring myself to acknowledge what's happening in front of me, that's me already losing to the flesh. You're losing to the flesh. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. Like, so when it comes to situations whereby
I lost to the flesh, big.
That's mad. So I lost to the flesh.
That's bad, bro. I'm telling you, it's bad. But as a man, you got that responsibility.
Yeah, no, I feel so real.
It don't matter. Like, that's why going back to Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a madman. Do you know what I mean?
He's a madman. So
because
inside your money, bro.
It's to me, it's a madman thing. Like, forget culture, forget how the ancestors done it. I know this world that we live in is dark. The law is not on our side. Dutiful things.
I was having a conversation with someone about this. I was saying, listen, you see, as a man, like, it's tough. It's dark. So you got to be aware of every situation, innit? And this is what I'm going to teach my son. You got to be aware of every situation. This is what I told him. And he's 4 years old. I was like, listen, if you're going to do this cry thing, cry to me, cry to your mom. Don't cry with other people because they don't care.
Mm.
They don't care. As a man, they do not care. You got to just suck
firm
it up and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Firm it.
Yeah, you got to just firm it. Obviously, I'm your dad. I'm going to chat to you. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to show you the patterns. That's what I've been doing to my sisters from early. That's how they are how they are. Because I taught them. I was like, if you want to do this Jezzy thing, bruv, no one's going to rape your thing. I said this from year 7.
You have to be real.
You got to be real. You can't do this lying thing. Obviously, especially where my son is. He's in a nice environment, obviously. He's white oriented. You gotta show him black and white. Can't tell him, oh, he's thinking around, everybody's my friend. It's not like that. Especially he's a black boy. It's not like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's even going back to the point where man was saying that growing up with white youths, it got to a point where I even realized myself, I was like, wait, hold on. I looked at my skin, I was like, half that these men get away with, I can't. So I'm going to move myself out of it.
Thank you.
Exactly. I'm going to move. I'm chilling with the man them on the high road because that's safer.
Wait, hold on. Look at this situation happen with, what's his name? Getz.
Mm.
You see, he's getting cooked, you know.
Yeah, but he's
getting cooked.
He's an idiot.
No. Obviously, he's getting cooked, innit? The action comes with consequences. Because you're a big celebrity.
Yeah,
obviously,
bro.
I see the CCTV after. He was going a bit mad. But now he's gonna have to face it. You get it?
Yeah.
He got a bird. Everyone keeps saying it's lie. It's not lie.
It's not.
He got a big bird.
One, yeah.
Especially
when
EDS.
Do you know what's even worse? It came at a time where, and this is how life will treat you as a man. When you he made a resurgence, innit?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, growing up, we all knew who Getz was. He went a bit silent. And as of recent,
he was on a roll.
And that's
Supercell.
Do you get it? But that's what happens when you, like, as a man, you have a duty. So when you get to a certain stage of your life, you want to be associated with people who are on the same trajectory. And that also goes with the woman that you carry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So them men that go for younger girls, you're not on the same trajectory. Whereby you're sitting down trying to plan the next umpteenth years. She's thinking, where's the next motive?
Exactly.
She's thinking, oh man, I got to get this, I got to get that. And That's unfortunately, as a man, you have to be aware of these things, like you were saying. There's consequences. So for me, as a man, if I was in the shoes of Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm thinking, bro, I gotta keep my motion going. I can't keep going back there because that's how you can get distracted.
But then again, I can't lie. He might have said to himself, bro, I'm Leo DiCaprio, yeah. This is my life, yeah. I'm grabbing a 24-year-old.
Mm.
2 years go by. You're 26, yeah. See you later. Where's the next one? He might live like that to his 80.
You see what it is as well with him, yeah? It's like he might not even be doing anything malicious to them, hence why there ain't been no allegation made on his name on that, treating them nicely and all that.
I brought it up not to say he like, oh, like, da-da-da-da. I brought up more in the sense of how, like, the Saudi Omane thing's viewed and then comparing that to the way Leo DiCaprio's viewed with his thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, no, it was a good point still, but listen... At the end of the day, man, just live your life, bruv. Just try to live a life that's not questionable. Guys won't get onto you, you know.
It's not even about guys getting onto you, innit? Obviously,
people
action comes with consequences, innit?
Yeah.
So you got to just be wary, just be aware, innit? Like, you know
just be on point, man.
Like, everyone's human. You get it? We all make mistakes, but don't make a mistake become permanent where you can't come back from it, innit?
You know move correct.
You gotta just that's about
know your right and wrong.
I think the most important thing is knowing yourself, because a lot of people end up doing things because they think they're someone that they're not, or they're trying to be someone that they're not. That's what I think. Like, even if like you bring it that base level to like being a gallus, a lot of men grow up and think they have to do that. You know what I mean? If that's not what you're on, like everyone like wants a gal, but like, you don't have to do the mad thing. And everyone, a lot of guys grow up thinking they have to do that. You know what I mean? Know yourself, bro, and be strong in your own thing.
This is the same way, like, you know, obviously, in this society, everyone thinks, men treat women like, as an example, like, if a man's in a relationship with a girl and he hurts the girl, and the girl's got mad because what you did, action comes with consequences. You can't be sitting there, she's crazy. It's like, bro, you did that, bro.
Yeah.
That's why she's like this, bro.
Yeah. But like you said, like, look at the Indian Dami situation, bro. She cheated. And I saw some comments saying, but was he treating her fairly, though? Was he treating her right? I'm thinking, bro, why are we trying to justify her cheating? Like, she cheated and she got caught on cam.
Double standards.
What are you talking about?
Double standards. As a man,
we don't have privilege for that.
This is what I was saying. As a man, bro, we just got to just suck it up. Hey. I've realized this.
What?
Oh, no,
fire.
Hey. You just gotta put your chin up and just keep it moving.
Love a splash.
Love and splash again. You just gotta focus in it. Just gotta focus.
Love a splash.
But yeah, man, listen.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
have you lot seen the video of Buju Banton's kids?
No, you know, I've seen that back, video? Though. I ain't really.
So basically, Buju Banton's kid went on like a interview and he was saying how one day, like, he must have had thoughts about swinging to the other side, to the ABC man them. And he was like, what stopped him was that he remembered his dad's lyrics, innit? About, I forgot the song that he referenced. That song. And he was like, how. He heard that and he was like, nah, I can't do that to Pop. So the next day he got up and went to church. But
basically, he's trying to say that he is that. But his dad's lyrics. Dad's lyrics stopped him from pursuing it.
That's crazy.
But it's like,
see, man, like that. That's how you end up getting people at Unks, bro. Just doing the mad thing. You know what I mean?
See, in my opinion, because obviously when he made that song, he got cancelled, didn't it? Back in the day. So my thing is, why would you even try bring that up on national TV?
You're violating my dad's pops' legacy.
My dad's song, which you know got him cancelled, stopped me from becoming so and so. So now it looks like as if your dad is anti so and so because of that song. And now he has a son that's now saying, because I heard my dad's lyrics, I can't be like this.
Song. Yeah. So what he just done is just freeze dad in a ditch.
Yeah, for no reason.
And just like, solidified.
Bro, it's mad what people do.
And like on top of that, like if you gotta keep it real, so you're just faking it for the whole time. Like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said.
Just like that guy in ITV. What's his name? ITV News.
What Philip Schofield?
Like, all that stuff. Like, bruv, you should have just said to your wife, like, you was gay from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing all that, it's just long. Like, what's the point?
Just be true, innit?
Just be true to yourself. Like, I feel it's just long.
When you lie,
he probably would have got more deals for it as well.
you got to keep it going. So you just got to be honest. Obviously, I can't talk for them, man, there.
Yes,
but
facts.
That's just like, that's the rules of life, isn't it? Yeah. Like, if you're going to lie to yourself, so, how long are you going to lie to yourself for?
Yeah. And you're just going to get caught.
Yeah. You're always going to get caught.
Always, always. Like, yeah. You can't hide it. You're always going to get caught.
It's gonna be embarrassing.
Yeah, blood. Always, bro.
But so, yeah, man. Listen.
So you're always gonna get caught.
What are we saying for nephew though? What should he do for?
Oh, the nephew. Well, let's go back to the nephew.
I think we really explained it.
He needs to get baptized. The whole family need to get baptized.
Nah, I don't think that's gonna help.
That's not gonna help. What the nephew needs to do?
Get them demons out, bro.
You need to keep like just stay away from your uncle.
Yeah,
he's
man.
He's on the next thing, and just live your life, man.
Yeah, man. Look. What he needs to do is, he ain't your family no more.
Yeah, straight
Simple
up.
As. Mm. You carry on your thing. But you need to also look at yourself in the mirror and say, why am I putting all this emphasis and energy into doing this in the first place? Mm, like, yeah. Really and truly, what are you gaining out of it? You've gone on a gay app to try to catfish your uncle. Like, where in society is that normal? And what makes it worse is, you also brought your girl involved as well. So now she's thinking, like,
yeah.
You're just
what kind of man is this?
If I was a girl, I would have been like you said, I'm gone. Bye. I can't join this family. Because if you're like this, what's your dad like? What's your mum like? You know what I'm trying to say? It's long.
And you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself, who are you?
Yeah, man.
Because right now, you're kind of confused. Like,
yeah,
Are you straight? Are you bi? Like, what are you?
You don't know, bruv.
You don't know yourself, man.
Your uncle's influencing your decisions, mate.
There's too many cross wires, bro.
You need to stop. You know it is though, as a man, yeah, let's say if that was happening in your family, I'm not letting my new girl know that my uncle's like this, because that's just going to paint a picture for the rest of my life. Mm. Like, wedding day, you're going to have to see the kids of the uncle.
Yes.
Bro, all these things.
Yeah. I said this before.
You know what I'm saying? I've said
this before on this pod, yeah. Like, and I swear down the man them got onto me, but I was like, bro, see with your partner, I don't feel like you need to tell her every single thing about your life.
No,
you don't need to know everything.
Maybe things about your immediate life, so she knows
how
to navigate
but
with
not,
you.
Yeah, not
but
family,
not things
like,
that.
Yeah.
But some people do that.
Yeah, some
tell
people.
You
yeah.
Their whole story.
Yeah.
Start, middle, end. Even POV from the side character.
You know what?
They'll use it against you.
They'll tell you deleted scenes. That you know. I'm like, well, I didn't ask for this. You know. They'll just start talking. It's like, okay.
But I think you see with the nephew. It even goes before we even go on to like what he's done with his new girl. I think more of it is like, if there's a family situation, you deal with it in house, so you can quash that, and whatever happens in house stays in house. So if it means you need to tell your Marge that your brother's on this is what your brother done, then it can be dealt with accordingly. And if everybody, even if you find that you're like, it could even expose flaws in your family that you didn't even know exist. So imagine if he was to go speak to his Marge or Pops and says, yo, your brother's on this, and then they overlooked it. Then you can actually analyze, rah, this is the background I'm coming from. I need to do something about this. And then you can go on with your life.
The dad might even know already. Yeah.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. But it's like, if
I ain't gonna lie, yeah. You know, see, you like, families, yeah. Well, I'm sure all of us have had this experience. As we got older, like, because I know I have, there's bare skeletons. When it comes to like, maybe like the previous gen or the previous gen in your family, I'm telling you, you do not know half the bullshit going on between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But as you get older, you'll get little nuggets and this and that, but you still won't know the half, bro. I'm telling you. Sometimes it's dark.
But that's why, you know, bro, I mean? when it gets to that, it has to be addressed with the relevant people, not with your new girl in the mix, because she's looking at you like, I'm not coming to no family gatherings.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
He's going mad.
So, moral of the story is, my guys, fix up, cut off your uncle, tell your girl you're sorry for even dragging into the situation, and just move on one point from that point onwards.
You're even lucky if she stays, I'll be real.
And you might want to speak to your cousins as well. The six of them.
And they're going to be
if you can find them.
Some messed up.
If you can find them.
Madness. But yo, listen. That's the Mandem Link Up Show, man.
Mm-hmm.
A1, Kizzle, DK. Let the people know, man. Wild one.
DKB.100, yeah, on everything, yeah. Send us in your stories, bro. You want us to chat about something, send it to me, man. Send it to the page. You know what I mean? We're here, man. Consistency. 2026. Yo, E-boy.
Come on. Bow.